Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Angie Jones, Wellness Supervisor from the Knoxville Recreation Center, about how to stay fit after feasting during the holidays and some events coming up at the Rec Center in December. Well, the holiday season in general is coming up. People are going to be stuffing themselves, getting themselves extra, putting a little bit of extra weight, I would say, my turkey pants on during the Thanksgiving holiday. I guess my first question for you, Angie, is when it comes to that and stuffing yourself, everybody's going to do it. You can say don't do it. Everybody's going to do it. But what do people need to do to, hey, they did it, they might feel bad after. What can they do to potentially stay in shape and not be too, out of shape come that Monday morning?
We're pretty specific about promoting a moderation in wellness here. I tell everybody, go eat, go have fun, and then don't give up your fitness. It's really easy to have that 1,000 calorie or 1,500 calorie meal and then say, I'm just going to be lazy all weekend long. But we're open. We're closed on Thanksgiving. Friday, regular hours. Saturday, regular hours. And we say, come on in. We've got everything you could possibly want. The pool, the land, the treadmills, everything to help keep you on track for that great big meal that, of course, we're all going to eat.
Now, I know you said 1,000 calories, 1,500 calories. Those are amateur numbers. But anyways, yeah. We'll get into now, in December, you still got things coming up. After Thanksgiving holiday, you got some things coming up in December that you really want some people to be a part of here in Knoxville. What's coming up here at the Rec Center in December?
Well, one of the things that is semi-new is we are not doing the turkey trot this year. We chose to walk away from that just so that we could also have time with our family. So rolling into December, we are doing the holiday fit fair that we do every year. This year, it's going to be on Thursday the 14th from 6 to 8 p.m. And we're also including half of the gym will be dedicated to a family fun obstacle course. So if parents or members or local people want to come and they actually want to bring their under five kids, they're going to get to play while the adults play with us, the instructors. It's going to be showcasing some of our fun new classes that are coming. Several of us got certified in some new formats this year, and those classes will roll in January. And I'm keeping them a big secret because they're awesome. And all of the classes that we offer more than 30 every week on the schedule. Sometimes we hit 35 and 38, land, water, beginning fit, advanced fit, all sorts of formats. We've got something for everybody all of December long, and then January is just gonna explode.
With that fair coming up in December, you also are going to be doing, well, you're also taking part in the K&I Care Less food drive, and you're also trying to get some other things for some less fortunate here in Knoxville.
Yes, we're asking that since it's Thursday evening from 6 to 8, it's free for members. So if you're a member of the Rec Center, come on in, join us, have fun. If you're not a member of the Rec Center, you're just going to pay your daily admission fee. And then we're asking that everyone bring either a non-perishable food item for the food drive, or they can bring a stocking hat or a pair of gloves or a scarf. And then we're going to take all of those clothing items that are donated and give them to the schools, because the schools have reached out and said that a lot of times there are kids that lose a mitten, lose a hat, and they don't know. Somebody goes home with somebody else's. And so we're just trying to help kind of fill that void for the schools as well.
Now, I know that you said to take part in the fair. Members are free. How's it work for everybody else?
It's just the daily admission. Adults are $5.75, seniors are $5, high school kids are $4.75. If you have children that are under the age of 5, so 4, 3, 2, 1, they get to come in free. And that's normal for us every day.
Speaking of normal, I guess my last question is, what do people here in Knoxville have to do to be part of the Knoxville Recreation? What do they got to do to get a membership? What they can stop in and how's it all work?
Absolutely. You can come in, and if all you want to do is tour the facility and see if it works for you, there's always someone available to walk you around and show you everything that we have to offer here. Or you could just come in and sign up. We have 1 month, 3 month, 6 month, and annual membership rates. And of course, the more you buy, the less it costs. We do not have any startup fees. We do not have any cancellation fees.
Is there anything else Knoxville listeners should know about the Knoxville Recreation Center coming up here after the Thanksgiving holiday?
Basically, the best thing that I like people to know is that we are a hidden gem. We have every piece of equipment that you could ever want to use. One of my favorite things to tell people about is that fancy tread climber that they're advertising on TV now. We have two of those. It's not the tread climber, it's our ARC trainer, but it does the exact same thing as that piece of equipment. So if you want to get your workout in 20 minutes a day, two or three times a week, we can do that for you. We fit everyone's needs, whether you are standing, walking, crawling, limping, we can help you get fit.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Wellness Supervisor with the Knoxville Recreation Center, Angie Jones, for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.